Hi.
Hey, what's up?
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm fine. I have people who want to trade back stuff.
Trade back stuff. What does that mean?
And you know that doesn't make me happy. Hold on. I go get her information. She has, in 2023, I sold her from you. A carat and a half total weight studs, and she wants to upgrade to 2 1/4 to 2 1/2 total weight studs. And you buy back your studs as well as loose, right?
Are you talking to me?
No.
So if they are a our good, better, best, our ABC studs, yes. Yes.
They say they're A.
Hey, perfect. Okay. Yep. So
So, can I give you a style number?
hang on here. What is the style number?
P186571.
Okay, 1.5 total weight. You paid $29.63.14.
That's weird because the computer says I paid $37.50.
That's before the discount. You paid $29.63.14 on those.
29.63.14.
Yes, the normal price on those, or at that time, was that price.
Okay.
So hang on, let's go back. 10/14/2022. 10/14/2022.
It's weird. I entered them in 12/3/2022.
So. Yeah, that was a big, you got a big discount on all of those studs.
Okay.
Let's see. It looks like just doing, well, hang on, let me do, so yeah, 37.50. Trying to see what the percentage of the discount was. 29.63.14. Is that like a 20% discount?
Can I have that
37.8.
again? Yeah, about 20%.
Yeah, it was a little, just a smidge higher than 20%.
Well, give that to me again with a new one.
You'll have to take that up with your new rep, my dear.
What?
I'm leaving tomorrow.
Oh, Cameron,
Yeah. I've been trying to
where are
call you
you
for
going?
Over a week.
You have to leave a message. I was at the Prime show.
My last day is tomorrow.
What happened?
Gonna go work private boat charters.
Really? Wow.
Yep. Leaving 9 to 5 office diamonds behind.
How did this happen?
Got an opportunity, pretty substantial opportunity, and
To
decided
be
to
a
take it.
boat captain?
Yep.
You're going to make more money than you're going to make selling diamonds?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
That's just shocking to me.
Yeah. I don't get paid that much here.
Well, why not?
Because Ellen, I make like 1% commission,
But you get a salary.
and my salary hasn't gone up in my salary has gone up once in 17 years. So without
And
consistent
you
rate of
only get
business,
1%.
I get Yeah, on average, I get about 1%.
Wow. Okay. Well, can I not take this up with you today?
You can, totally. I just can't get you a discount.
Your rep doesn't know me.
I understand, but by the time I go through the proper channels and get a decision, it's going to take a couple days, and I'll be gone.
Wow. What will I do without talking to you every day?
I don't know. There will be a gap in your daily activities.
I don't know that I like this.
I know just about all of my favorite accounts I have talked to and told. There's still a couple that I haven't been able to reach here this week, but yeah, you're one of the few remaining clients that jewelers that I have not been able to inform that a new rep will be calling you, and
I'm not happy.
I can't do anything about that.
I mean, I understand you have to make yourself happy, but I'm not happy.
Yeah, I mean, listen, if I was making more money, it'd be a lot easier decision to stay. But you know, when it's just not there anymore.
Is that because you think of lab?
Which part?
That you're just not making any money.
And
because 1% on lab is nothing.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I sell a 1-carat lab is $250, so I make $2.50.
Wow. Okay.
You know, where are you going when you make $2 on a sale?
Nowhere.
Exactly. And I've gotten one raise in 17 and a half years.
Well, damn. So, you know, we're friends, so am I going to get, like, pictures of Key West sunsets, or what's up?
I definitely will have plenty of those.
I mean, you can't just go to never talking to me again. We've known each other for 17 years.
What do you mean, never talking to you again? Since I've known you, we've never talked.
I know, but now you're not going to have a reason to talk to me.
Well, it's real easy to, text or a phone call. Be like, hey,
right,
where the hell is my sunset? And I'll be like, here you
go.
You, bam.
You know I'm going to do it.
That's fine.
So you're going to be chartering boats?
Yes.
Like sunset cruise type things,
yep.
Or
yep.
Day trips?
Both.
What?
Yep, both. So... depends on the charter. I mean, we primarily do boat charters during the day. That's the bread and butter down here.
Mm-hmm.
You know, sandbar.
Like fishing charters?
No. All relax, hang out on the water, go to the sandbar, you know, stuff like
mm-hmm.
that, where, you know, you're just chilling, you know, BYOB. So if, you know, you want to, you know, bring something to drink, and people bring, you know, subs and food and stuff like that. Cool, whatever. It's usually about 4 hours, and we take you back, drop you off, and then, you know, if you got another charter, do it again, second time, and then usually that's, you know, you're done for the day. So.
And you're going to make more money doing this?
Yeah, way more money.
Wow.
Way more money.
Is that because they tip really well, or what?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Wow. All right. Well, I'm happy for you, but I'm sad for me.
I know. A lot of the consensus with a lot of my jewelers is, you know, hey, happy for you. Disappointing for me as a jeweler. You know, that's the.
Well, yeah.
That's what I'm being, and I get it. I totally get it. I mean, you know, at the end of the day, I have, you know, 20 or 30 jewelry stores that I talk to just about every day.
Yeah.
And you know, in many cases, you know their kids, know, you know.
Right.
The sports they play, or, you know, family, you know. you know, details and stuff. So I get it. You know, it's definitely a change.
Well, you build a relationship, but here's my question.
Mm-hmm.
Who the fuck am I going to drop my effing fuck bombs to?
I
can't do it to this new person.
You can, actually. You need to talk to Scott.
Scott.
Okay.
I already don't like him.
Actually, he is one of my best friends.
Okay.
He calls me his son. I call him my father because he's in his mid-50s. I have
asshole. I'm in my 50s.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, he used to joke. He's like, I'm old enough to be your dad, you know, when we first started, you know, because we started the same exact week.
So oh, wow.
We started the same exact week, you know, and I was a 21, 22-year-old kid.
That's crazy.
Know? And so absolutely deal with Scott. He's a ball buster. He will roll with the punches. He also has the same work ethic I have where if you give him a task, he's going to not only follow through with it, but he's going to go above and beyond to make sure that you're happy, that your client is happy, that everybody is taken care of. Now, if there's anybody in this office that I would trust, it would be him to handle your account. And I've given him a couple of other accounts of mine that I think he would do very, very well with. I can't give him every account because he has his own book of business. Don't want to bombard him, but I feel strongly that if you deal with Scott, you'll get the level of service that you're used to with me.
But I won't have the friendship.
The friendship could build.
I'm sad.
I know.
Hmm.
All good things must come to an end.
Mm-hmm. That doesn't mean you don't send my ass fucking pictures.
I'm well aware.
Sunset pictures and water pictures. Blue water pictures.
Blue water pictures.
Yeah.
Clear water pictures. Got it.
Yeah. You know I'm on a search.
Always.
I will fucking find it one day.
The best water I've ever been at was Exuma's Bahamas.
And that's where I want to go. There's no place to stay, though.
Yeah.
I'm a resort girl.
Well,
I'm a 5-star resort girl.
Well, okay. I mean,
maybe a 4.
5-star resort and crystal blue, beautiful waters don't normally go hand in hand. So you're gonna want to sacrifice something. Honestly, Staniel K, in the Exumas, it's a small little isolated island. Stay at the yacht club.
Ooh.
Stay at the
yacht
club.
Hold on, I'm writing up.
Staniel, S-T-A-N-I-E-L, K-C-A-Y.
Okay.
Stay at the yacht club.
Look, I don't even know how to spell yacht because I'm so not familiar with them. Yacht club, Exuma, Scums. My phone changed it to Scums. Exuma, come on. I cannot type. Exuma. Bahamas. Is that going to be up to my?
That'll be the closest.
Okay.
I didn't stay there. I saw it firsthand. It looked like a very, very nice place to stay. I stayed on the other side of the island, in like a bungalow area.
Mm-hmm.
We rented a couple boats because to really get anywhere you gotta have a boat, and so you know. But we were all boat captains, so we all rented boats, and we stayed right on the water. But the yacht club, absolutely, that would be, and rent a golf cart.
You know, you've taken a lot of great trips.
I've been to 22 countries, Ellen.
Wow.
I've been to 22 countries. Just got back from Spain a month ago.
I know. I saw the running of the bulls.
Yeah. But I've been blessed to go on some really amazing trips all over the world.
Wow.
World, so.
You have to keep me updated on any future trips.
Definitely. Definitely.
You're the only one I know who travels so much.
It's a priority of mine. I mean, you know, money will come and go, but you know, the memories and the travel, it's something I value. Something that
you go by yourself?
No, I mean, I will, but
you have a girlfriend?
I do.
Oh,
I do.
Wow.
I'll go with, you know, I go with buddies. I go with family. I took my mom to Scotland a couple of years ago. It was just me and her.
Nice.
And that was probably my favorite trip of all time of any of the places I've gone to. You know, my mom just cherishes that trip. I mean, to this day,
I'm sure.
She talks about it all the time.
Mm-hmm.
I talk about it all the time. You know, so I mean, yeah, or I would go alone too. You know, if the opportunity came up and nobody else could go and I really wanted to go see that place, I'm going.
Hmm.
So,
but you've never been to the Maldives?
I've not been to the Maldives, no. No.
That's my dream.
I, you know, I like water and I like, you know, beaches and that type of stuff. But when I travel, I love, to me, it's more important to go and see old world stuff, architecture, ruins, stuff like that. So that's generally where I'm looking to go.
See, and I'm looking for the blue water.
Yeah, yeah. And there's nothing wrong with that. I mean, I went to Jamaica, been to, you know.
I did too.
Jamaica was cool. The Exumas, the Bahamas, that was beautiful. It was the best water I've been in. Obviously, living.
Have you been to the Turks?
Turks and Caicos, I have not. No, I'm
so
actually.
My ex just took the kids to the Turks.
Yeah, how was it?
Besides the seaweed, they said it was beautiful.
Well, that could be the, right now the sargasm through the Caribbean and even I mean up mainland Florida.
Oh yeah, I saw it in Sarasota.
Yeah, it's horrible right now.
Hmm.
But even down here in
Cuba,
the sargasm was horrendous for a month. Couldn't even go down to the beaches. It stunk so bad. I couldn't.
Yeah.
Couldn't do it.
That's gross. It's really disappointing because let's say you pay $20,000 to go to the Exumas.
Yeah.
And get there and it's full of fucking seaweed.
Right.
Stinky seaweed.
Yeah, really stinky. Yeah.
So you're not even doing anything.
That's why you gotta do your research.
Yeah.
But
I was lucky when I went to Jamaica. It was like the hotel was on a little cove, I guess, and so there was no seaweed at all. But
okay.
On the other side of the island, there was a ton. So I guess I got lucky.
Sometimes that's all it takes. Better to be lucky than good.
So I'm very disappointed, Cameron.
I know you are.
I feel like you're, like, leaving me.
Well, I am.
You are.
I am. But it's something that I have to do for myself. What's that?
It's like you're breaking up with me.
Something I need to do for myself. It's not personal.
I know. I know. I feel broken up with, though. Just so you know.
Scott will pick up the pieces and
blah blah blah.
He will pick up the pieces.
I don't know who can fill your shoes.
Well, they're big shoes to fill, but he'll do a damn good job.
All right, so you can't even quote me on these 2.25s?
Yeah, I can. I just don't know if I actually have 2.25s in the good, better, best. I think after 2 carats, I don't have them. So let me go to your account.
Because I want to trade hers back because I just got hit with another 1 carat that wants to upgrade. But they didn't come. The diamond didn't come from you. It came from some company I don't even know.
Okay.
I don't know who they are. It was my mom's diamond, and now I have to take it back, and I'm pissed.
Yeah, and for the good, better, best, I only go up to 2 carats. So let me call one of my bosses, see what kind of trade-up we can do. If we're taking back what you have, because it's an A quality, if I can take that back at full value minus the findings, but trade it up towards a non-pair of, you know, good, better, best, ABC, whatever you call it, that way I know what's allowed, what isn't allowed, and we'll make the dollars and cents work, you know?
I would love that.
Yeah. Yeah, let me find out that exact detail.
And this will be our last deal. That's so sad to me.
I know.
Gosh. But I think she's going out of town tomorrow, so I don't know. Then I have to deal with the Scott character.
All right, so this isn't anything you need for tomorrow then? You need it for
She wants me to email her prices.
Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah, we can figure that out.
Today, preferably, so we can maybe lock her in.
Yeah.
She's leaving tomorrow afternoon, so maybe. I don't know.
Okay. Well, if I can find out an answer here this afternoon, I'll give you a call right away and let you know.
And if not, I have to hear from Scott?
Yes.
Oh, you're killing me. I'm pacing back and forth because you're killing me.
Have faith. Have faith.
Mm-hmm.
Have faith.
Did I tell you I bought a beach condo?
No, did you now?
Yeah, I did.
Good for you.
Well, it's not on the beach. It's on the intercoastal, but I can see the beach.
Ah, okay. I like the intercoastal. Yeah. Nice. A little protected.
That's what I thought.
Yeah, for sure. I like that.
I'm on the 14th floor of a 15-story building.
Oh, that's pretty damn nice.
Uh-huh.
Heck yeah.
Yeah. Come on.
I love that for you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
And I'm $150,000 up over this time last year.
Wow. Whatever you're doing,
see,
keep it rolling.
You're going to have to call me at the end of the year and see if I hit $2 million. I should.
Will that be an all-time high for you, $2
million? Oh, yeah, 1.9 last year.
Okay, all right. So you're right there. You're on track. And you got the busiest...
So who am I going to tell?
Scott.
No.
Why?
Because I want to tell my friends.
Well, Scott will be your friend. Have an open
that
mind.
That means you don't care. That means you don't care.
Well, you're gonna tell me already. I'm looking at who else are you gonna tell?
You and Jason.
I don't care about Jason. I don't know Jason.
Jason has been like my best friend.
I know, but
all these years.
I don't know Jason.
Okay, well, I'm gonna tell you and Jason.
Okay.
Okay.
Jason's your airport boy, isn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Yeah. Well, now my boyfriend's my airport buddy. Apparently, he's going to shows with me now.
Okay. All right.
Mm-hmm. So, life is changing.
It has a tendency to do that, doesn't it?
Yeah, kind of crazy. Oh, my son got in a huge accident the other day.
Is he okay?
His car is totaled. Yeah, he's fine. He broke his thumb, sprained his wrist, and has a nasty no skin left on part of his leg.
Oh, yikes.
His car is totaled.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah.
But he's good.
Scary. He's fine.
He's good, okay.
Yes, traumatized, but fine.
Well, of course. I mean, how can you not
yeah.
be?
Yeah. So.
Well, all
right, well.
Because that's the most important thing.
Exactly. That is what matters.
Yep.
All right, friend. Well.
All right, friend, I shall get some information, and if I can get to the bottom of it here this afternoon, I'll be giving you a call, let you know.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Talk to you soon.
And if you don't talk to me, then, you know, say hi every once in a while.
Of course. Likewise.
Okay. All right, take care of you.
Thank you. You too.
Okay.
See ya.
Bye.